All right, is everyone ready? What the fuck is going on?
What's going on right now?
Welcome to another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. Woo! We are back in here on a nice day.
Yeah.
It's turning great. Around. Whatever it wants to do.
There was some rain, but
it's turning the tide.
Yeah, it's better than it's been.
I can see clearly now, you know what I'm saying?
Clearly now.
The rain is gone. Yeah. All right, and we are in here to talk about some news. So much has happened since we've been away, guys.
Yeah.
So much has transpired.
Yeah.
You may or may not have heard, but if you're waiting to hear from us, thank you. this is your first time tuning in, thank you. This is your last time tuning in, thank you as well. And we are here to talk about everything that's been going on. Guys, how are you doing?
I am doing good, you know, just chilling. I got a new job at my job. So that's nice. I'm in a body shop and stuff.
You're in a body shop. Do you get to wear one of those little sexy outfits?
Yeah, I got my jumpsuit.
You got a jumpsuit?
Got my little overalls.
You have to sit down.
Yeah.
Have you upgraded to like the most esteemed position, seniority, that you don't get to do shit? You just have to walk around and be like, hey.
No, he's in a new position. He's got to do everything now.
Double the work.
The jobs are way easier than what I was doing. The part that I'm in right now. So it's like a couple of buttons. You know, put some metal here and there. The only problem is you're working with raw metal. That's the only like dangerous part.
I work with raw metal every day.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
I work with actual forging castings.
Oh. Man. Okay. Well, I'm happy to join the ranks.
Yeah. Welcome.
What about you? How about you?
My hands are scarred.
Your hands look like this.
At least you still have all your fingers.
So far.
That's crazy.
Them gloves they give him to handle those foragings, bro, they barely do anything.
Jokes on you. I used to have six fingers.
What about everyone else? What about Jamal? Jamal, what are you doing?
Man, I've been all right. You know, I've been going through it. You know, I've been dealing with a lot of bullshit.
What, at work?
You know, period. And that as well, you know, ready to go down and take my aggression out on some men. All right, next weekend, down in Texas.
Wait, okay, all right.
Yeah, you know, so I take that however you want. Don't be worried. But yeah, I'm going down to the Rollertown tournament and next week.
Yeah,
I'll be doing that. Any excuse to get away from work, honestly, rather risk self harm,
bodily injury.
Do you have a
spend another time going in the machine? You know what I'm saying?
You have a bracket goal in mind, or are you just going down there to have fun?
I'm just going to see what happens.
He's gonna go toss men,
and he's gonna go toss men, and we're good. That's it.
Yeah,
you know, maybe I'll come back a better human being. Who knows? But other than that, man. Call of Duty dropped their Rebirth Island again.
Yeah, I keep hearing this name. Rebirth Island. Why is it called Rebirth Island?
Because you respawn. It was the first time they introduced the concept of being respawned multiple times. And it just kind of caught on. Who cares? The lore is so deep, it doesn't matter.
It's
back, and I'm back on.
Okay.
Yeah, lore.
Yeah, there's lore.
What's with this Cheech and Chong thing I've been seeing with
I saw that.
Those skins are not available yet, but soon they will be.
Oh, my God.
And I will turn everyone into a joint.
I got to tell my dad he'll be back on that shit. He's like, well, you can turn people into joints.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen Call of Duty do in a long time.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Okay. Ever since the Godzilla skin.
I'm even eyeing it.
Now listen, it's okay. One day, the house will welcome you all back in, okay? I will be standing there with open arms, you know.
What do you mean welcome? The door is always open. They let anybody in.
I mean, including you. Hello?
Including me.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of you,
let's start with that,
I'm doing a very terrible job of trying to juggle Tekken and Elden Ring. Once I jump into Elden Ring, Haido and Peña will jump into my world, and we'll just kind of wander around for like the rest of the night.
Awesome. Isn't it nice? It's so much world and so much like.
It is. It's extraordinarily fun. Rapiers are ass.
Yeah, no, don't. Yeah.
They're ass.
100% ass.
What's your class?
We're still figuring that out.
Oh.
I'm going with a Dex intelligence build for this run.
Okay.
For the only time.
I was gonna say,
After that, it's right back to strength faith.
Okay, you better. Okay, don't be a scrub out here shooting your blue lasers and shit.
But that's the cosplay. I'm going to see exactly where I can get around like level 90, what it looks like.
Okay.
So we've just been walking around, haven't beaten any real bosses or anything.
Okay.
I'll probably kill Godric tomorrow.
Cool. Have you faced one of the watchdogs? Those the
stone ones?
The stone ones. Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Fuck them. Yeah, fuck them. They ain't so nothing.
Much. Yeah, them little, them little gargoyle thingies.
Yeah, gargoyle thing.
Them I ain't scared of them.
They ain't nothing.
However, me and Eric did spend an hour, 2 hours trying to fight Radahn yesterday. He kept piecing us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they boost up the difficulty on the mod, which it's really
that's
fun.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, they boosted it on the mod?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Depending on how many players yeah, depending on how many players you have, the difficulty of the bosses get higher.
Yeah,
because I know these health pools are huge, man.
Yeah.
When I play the game like just by myself, I'm one-shotting like every single mob I'm coming across. But then when you fellas jump into the game, everything gets like 3 times the health. They see like, oh, you drinking? They start advancing every time I drink.
They did not. They are relentless. Shout out to the mod creator, Luca, I believe is his name. Funny, actually, this isn't on the docket, but he just saw somebody posted on the Discord. He actually also is dropping an Armor 6 core mod for multiplayer.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Multiplayer Armor really core. Cool,
yeah. I need to get on Armor
core. Yeah, that's really cool. Other than that, man, it's WrestleMania weekend. And,
yeah, how about you?
The final boss.
The final boss.
The final fucking boss.
Bloodline rules.
Dwayne.
We are recording this on the morning of night 2 of WrestleMania. Last night was night 1.
Yeah.
And The Rock came in and beat everybody up. It was fantastic. Sold. He's been away from the ring for 8 years and came back like he didn't miss a step.
Yes.
And, true. Like, everybody was like, he's going to be gassed within 5 minutes. Funny thing is that he had, like, 3 rings flown out to him in L.A. Mm-hmm. He had, like, 3 different stations, and, like, a bunch of different people and producers came out and have been working with him for, like, the past, like, 2 to 3 months, just constantly getting his ring rust back on.
Nice.
And it was fucking, not only did he do longer than 5-minute match, he fucking carried that match. It was great.
And, like, every time he was fucking Roman Reigns were down, you know, Rock was always there to get his back and shit. And get everything back under control.
Yeah. It was great. It was a fantastic
to see him
match.
Do Kyle Kirchhoff, like, yep. Okay. He got it.
I missed out, man.
I feel so far removed from the loop because after watching that, I'm just wondering, like, what was Seth Rollins doing there? I don't know what he has done to, like, elevate
CM
himself.
Punk
I know he's
CM
that
Punk
dude.
CM Punk got injured.
CM Punk got injured.
And it was supposed to be Seth Rollins, CM Punk, WrestleMania. Yeah. CM Punk got injured. And then they had to, like, splice and dice shit together.
All right.
No, yeah,
I didn't mind him there. He was cool.
But he came out with that,
that
festering finger garb.
He looked like an Elden Ring character. He looked like he stole that rug from fucking one of the Elden Ring casuals.
I feel so left out.
I want him to fight in it,
dude. He had max faith. That dude was dressed to the tens, man.
I'll show you. I'm gonna show you a picture after this. It was he had a gigantic paisley robe.
Yeah.
That was like 20 feet train.
He had the galaxy on his arm.
Yeah.
Dude.
A gigantic flower that was literally like the size of my torso, just hanging off his arm.
He was going to the X-Men gala.
Crazy.
That was Hellfire Gala. 100%
Speaking of Hellfire Gala, this ain't a good transition.
it's a transition nonetheless.
Our friend, friend of the pod, Chris Pearson, who joined us for our 100th episode. We were at his brewery, his tap room, Washington Street Tap Room in Valparaiso, Indiana, provided this beer for us because he said we have to try this. So this Slam Dank IPA by High Wire Brewing. It is a dry hopped IPA with Strata, Chinook, and Sabro. This tastes like weed.
Yeah, it is definitely dank.
This is dirty bong water.
So this is like, I haven't had, there's a couple breweries that try to do this type of like IPAs with like super danky, super like resiny style. And they actually end up using terpenes from like hemp to kind of give it this flavor.
Yeah.
This is all beer hops that are developing this flavor. And it's I fuck with this. I really like this.
Mm-hmm. It takes some getting used to. But then I got a hand to it. Yeah.
I'm just a bottomless pit. I'll drink. I like it.
Other than that, but like, I want to stay on The Rock because he actually got himself into a little bit of hot water.
A little bit of hot water, man. He was out there talking about politics. He's feeling the heat.
I made mistakes. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I you know what? I'm just gonna stay out of it this time around. It's cool.
Yeah, The Rock was on a Fox. I want to say a Fox News report where he was kind of like reminiscing about his tacit support for Joe Biden back 4 years back.
Byron.
And he's saying that he regretted the choice because it kind of like divided. He didn't realize it was gonna be so divisive. He said something to the liking of, he thought he was making the right idea at the time, yeah. or the right decision at the time. He thought he was doing a good thing, and now it's like, it's just causing so much division.
I don't want to say he didn't understand how big of an outreach he had, but it's something that happens when you have that big of a following.
Yeah.
That you have to come out and say, like, I can't tell you who I'm voting for, because it's gonna skew.
Yes, way you
and it's gonna hurt his bottom line at the end of the day. Like, his tequila doesn't give a fuck who's drinking his tequila, as long as somebody's drinking his tequila.
Exactly.
Right? Rock had to make a stand. You don't understand. A couple of years back, The Rock was, you know, trying to get a little bit more cachet with the blacks while back. So yeah. Maybe he felt like at the time
dropping his hip hop album.
I gotta at least. Yeah, that's
I gotta vote blue, sharing, right? People ain't caring.
Exactly. Yeah. I gotta put that support behind him. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like this doesn't. It's not coming because, you know, he's been in front. He's no stranger to being in front of fans who hate his fucking guts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, people who want to see him hanging from, you know, wherever. Right? He's no stranger to any of that. Yeah, I don't think it's about that. I think it's about now that the fact that he's large and in charge over there at WWE, he has to hear about this shit at every fucking wine tasting. Yeah. Every
Who are your endorsement?
Support that fucking no God. I just said it. Like it's who he's bumping shoulder with is what I think is causing him to.
Also, what it is that The Rock, if anything. You say what you say about his movies and his acting prowess.
And I will say a lot.
When The Rock gets into character of The Rock, he lives that character in and out of it. Like, he is pushing a full front heel thing, right? Yeah. He is drawing heat in every which way or form. Like, people love him because of the history, but he is trying his damn hardest.
Hardest he's ever tried.
Cussing people out. Yeah. He is, you know, he is back in the Rock persona. He wants to be the biggest bad guy that ever existed in the WWE. These are his words.
Yeah.
So he is living this character in and out of it, right?
Yeah.
Right now, the money in the movie side is kind of dried up, right? So... hey, he knows how to flow with the punches, how to roll with everything, and
literally,
I think this is him living the heel on the outside. Yeah. And I do believe there is some truth to it, where it's like, look at the choices we got.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he speaks much different than a lot of us in this time of period of like, look at who is on the block for us to choose. There's a lot of like, I don't want to. I'm just gonna vote and not.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let. Yeah, exactly. Do what you got to do. I'm gonna do what I got to do.
Because these assholes are just. It don't matter where we go.
It's a turd. What is that? A douche in a turd sandwich again? If not worse, it's back. We're back at it again. Whatever. I do love, like, in that article or the interview, whatever, he was talking about how, like, he kind of threw out some buzzwords here and there. He's like, yeah, you know, I think they asked him something about like the societal like stance of how it is on the internet. It's like, oh,
woke culture.
Yeah, the woke culture and cancel culture. He's like, you know, like cancel culture and woke culture. And then he kind of like smoothed that over. Like, you know, I just want to be able to say what I got to say. If you don't like it, whatever.
Well, that kind of comes from the stuff he's been doing in his promos. Mm-hmm. He's been getting a lot of like feedback from like the behind the scenes, like, hey, you can't this type of blah, blah, blah. Like, they're giving him these type of notes when he's cutting these promos and wrestling. It's like, well, fuck you. No, you're not going to tell me what I can and can't say. I know that we have like rules and regulations when it comes to like PG 13, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's not breaking those, but you're not going to give me notes on what I can and can't say. So he's been fighting that a lot online. He's been posting a lot of like Instagrams. It's like, fuck you guys. So if you don't want me to cuss on TV, then I'm going to come here on my Instagram and I'm going to cut a fucking 20 minute promo. Just belligerently saying whatever the fuck I want.
He needs to have some more cheat meals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He needs to calm the fuck down.
He needs some Snickers.
Yeah, he needs something after this. He's putting on a clinic.
Yeah, like, I feel like he's, like, do you guys feel like, especially those who've been watching wrestling for longer, like, he's kind of bring back that attitude era a little bit?
Yeah. I think now that they have this mixer with the UFC, they're trying to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
The Netflix deal, they got a Netflix deal now, so the Raw is going to be coming out on Netflix and all these other things is going to give them leeway to kind of just not abide by the rules of television standards.
Mm-hmm. Where they're trying some new shit. I saw a Facebook video of AJ Styles beating up a dude
all fantastic.
And yeah. I was like, is this really happening? And then,
I'm so excited for this type of term because it could bring back kayfabe.
Yeah.
What's kayfabe?
It's when like you just live the characters in and out.
What's kayfabe? You hear this guy?
Because you know how people I cannot know things.
Yeah, can we get his chair moved to the outside?
Whatever.
Back in the day, they would actually have the wrestling characters. You know, whenever they do different appearances on TV shows or appearances at like maybe let's say like the Six Flags. They're always in character.
Yeah,
everything that happens is true.
Yeah.
Everything that happens is true.
Okay.
And if you go up there and you ask them a question about anything pertaining to the business, they're always going to be in character and they'll always tell you exactly how it's supposed to happen according to the show.
Like,
even if they see him like out in the streets, they might start fighting with their coworkers just to keep kayfabe up.
Or even like if they run into fans, like you run up to a heel with something for them to sign, that heel fucking just throws your thing like that, living that character in and out of the ring.
I heard something about like Rey Mysterio's son, like he got a fine for getting out of character with a fan in a wheelchair or whatever. I think he was helping a fan with a wheelchair and everything, and WWE caught on and everything and gave him a fine for it because that's not in character. Because he's supposed to be a bad guy.
He beat up his dad in Thanksgiving.
Speaking of, only with wrestling could we watch a father and his two friends beat up his son and then the world will cheer them on.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Wrestling is the greatest thing in the world. I don't care what anybody tells me.
It is.
We share a world with deranged human beings. that's fine. That's perfectly good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bring back the days of Cactus Jack.
Speaking of...
Where's my hand?
Speaking of people being deranged, have you been seeing people, how they've been reacting to the new Fantastic Four casting? Of Silver Surfer and everything, because it's exactly what they thought was going to be. It's a woman.
It's the MCU.
Yeah, it's
back at it again.
Here we go.
God damn it.
I love that. I like to see it.
It's their thing.
The only issue I have with this casting is that I actually really like her as an actor.
Yeah,
she was fantastic in the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
It's Julie Garner, and she said she was in Ozark and everything. Yep. Yeah, she's been clipped online with her like
Ozark,
a couple of her scenes.
I saw her in another movie too that she played a completely different character than the character that she played in the Ozarks, and she did a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. So as far as her acting prowess, right? Fucking A1. The thing that worries me about it is the indirection of where this movie is going, what they're gonna do, bringing in a character that isn't as known. Like everybody wants the male Norrin Rad. Everybody wants Norrin Rad because that is the quintessential Silver Surfer. Hell, I'll admit I was in that camp.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the Norrin Rad because that is the character that I grew up in. Shayla Ball. It's his wife, and you know, she plays.
Exactly.
His girlfriend.
She plays.
Oh, his girlfriend.
Yeah, she plays a part in his upbringing. And there's like a couple, like, I guess, other alternate universes where she has like a slightly larger role. But it's almost like they're banking on selling this movie on characters that nobody knows.
Yeah.
The DC style.
They've done it before.
Yeah.
They have.
Guardians.
We'll see how this plays out, though.
We'll see.
I have to say, like, I just feel like, in my opinion, they're blowing their load too early. I would like. I know, like, you know.
I agree.
You know, and I understand, like, some people are like, let's get into it. I want to see Galactus right now. Like, I kind of wish. And I want to see Silver. Like, I kind of wish we could have, like, built up a little bit. Like, I know they have other villains. I know they could have done other things. I also believe, like, I think this is more or less for like shock value. It gets people talking about the Fantastic Four film. I know, I bet fully that he's in this film in some way, shape, or form. And if he's not Silver Surfer in the film, he's going to be Silver Surfer at the end of the film. That's my guess. Yeah. Like, he's going to be there, like, my wife. And then his wife or something dies, and then she gives his powers.
Yeah, so just throw her away. We just throw the woman away for the man.
And here's the other thing. And that's part of the reason why I don't. I was upset that she got cast at that, because it feels like this is going to be a throwaway role.
Yeah.
And I think she's such a better actress.
She deserves better.
The Surfer's a throwaway character.
Not to some people.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. He's it is a throwaway character, but people, you know, people idolize stuff in weird ways to where they don't realize that part, that this could be anybody, this could be anything.
It's a role. It's a
just because they just it's how we remember it. And you know, as you were sharing, it's not like we're that. I'm not that far off. I do want, you know, Norrin Ren as a Silver Surfer. I'm just worried about the aesthetic portion of it. It's like I just want it the right way the first time. And that's a knee-jerk reaction. It's not like it has to be that way. And clearly it's not going to be. You know? But you know, we just have to, I don't know, deal. Like, it's not good. If that shit is hot, they're gonna like it anyway. And they're gonna forget that we ever talked about it.
And like, I said, my reservations aren't that it is a completely different character. My reservations are of what they're going to do with this movie, because my legs with Marvel are shaky to begin with right now. Like, so what? I guess it's the suspense of like not knowing how this is going to work out, and me automatically assuming the worst for somebody that I actually am a fan of as an actor, that I would love to see to get maybe a better role.
I'll tell you what. They better be lucky at this point that caliber actors are actually even accepting these goddamn things. It's getting to a point where it's looking a little, you know what I mean, for everybody. So they're lucky we got her. You know what I mean?
I would have sworn it was going to be J-Lo.
Next is going to be... J-Lo would jump on a roll, boy. She'll jump right off.
They don't want to ruin their chances, man. They know that these Marvel movies can potentially be bank forever.
True.
So to an extent.
Why not?
They're like Michael Bay and everyone else is getting their little, you know, piece of the pie.
Right.
When they sign the contract, all they got to do is just make sure Sony's name's not there.
Exactly. Oh, you know, that's why they just have to, if she doesn't want to do it, if they, you know, they could always get Kristen Dunst. You know, she wants back in. She wants it real bad.
She wants back in that Spider-Man money.
Yeah.
She got caught on the internet, you know, making another opinion about a movie franchise that is long over.
No.
Put her in Spider-Verse.
Have her
be an inheritor.
That would be sweet.
Give her something. Sure. Let her be. Give her
something. Yeah. I do agree.
Yeah. Like, she deserves it. But, like,
she's upside down.
She can be the new Aunt May.
In this interview, she kind of detailed that she wanted to go somewhere different with the Spider-Man and kind of make it like Chronicle, to where I guess it was like found footage.
Yeah,
like,
she was talking about some kind of indie type film.
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
I'm like, thank you. It's not that kind of party. Yeah. Thank you very much, though.
I feel like
thank you for joining the brainstorm.
Yeah, appreciate it. We kind of had this whole locked up when we showed you the script.
We'll take
the writing part's done. You just do the acting part.
We'll take your thoughts into account.
We'll take it into consideration. take this. Here you go.
Color in the corner.
Yeah. Over there. Take this chicken.
I just like how she's so happy to, like, because I know the interviewers know, like, oh, yeah, you know, Spider-Man, you know, just ask her about Spider-Man. Just go. She's like ready. She's like, yeah, you know, they didn't call me for No Way Home. I don't know why. I could have been there.
And they won't. You know what I mean?
They didn't and they won't.
You weren't. Okay.
Where were you fit?
Poor Kristen. They should have called her.
Yeah, they should have, though. Yeah. Give her, show her some respect. All right.
She deserves it better.
She had to kiss that man upside down. She didn't know what was his nose.
She was saving that man, all right? He was drowning.
But that's how you know she had a good time on set. Usually they do these movies and they're like, oh, I was a part of it, yeah. But no, she's still trying to get back on the gig.
Yeah, exactly.
they must have been amazing.
When is Sam Raimi doing 4? Come on, guys, let him do Spider-Man 4.
Oh, no. Right after Andrew Garfield's sequel, right?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Since we're talking. Staying on Marvel stuff, guys.
Yeah.
This Blade thing, man.
Whoa.
It is just shut it down.
It's bleak. You know what I mean? You're tired now?
Just close the doors.
The magic.
They're tired. I still got a little hope in my heart. They're tired. They're ready to. Okay, so.
No, give us the hope. Give us the hope.
Marvel came out on social media and said, guys, look, we're firing everybody but Marshall Ali.
Start fresh.
We want to kind of start fresh a little bit. We're still committed to the project and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, but we're making some creative differences.
I feel cool. So bad.
I feel so bad.
Everybody dude. Involved in this movie. Like, this movie yeah. is cursed.
At one point it or another, is. Whoever was involved.
Yeah. Like, it just, like, how
John
hard
Snow,
is it?
Poor John Snow.
Poor John
yeah,
he, Snow.
Yeah, in the night, throw him out here. That. Get him out of here. He showed us that sword for what? For what?
I honestly don't know. But no, the verdict okay. came
no,
back
no
in.
One watched that movie.
Neither did Marvel.
Exactly. They're like, do we have to use this? No.
God, out of here.
Golly. It's just
they're
not looking
to get on
good.
The Blade movie?
Change it all.
Change it. Yeah, just scrap it. They're like,
start from scratch.
Just scrap it, guys. Nothing's working. But yeah, it seems like this thing is moving from, you know,
halfway done to not
needs
done.
Needs to be resuscitated to full dead. Underverse. This thing is under the ground.
That's already dead. They're like, trying to dig it back up.
Instead of resuscitation, we are just doing an entire necromancy.
This is a well done yeah. stake at this point. No blood whatsoever.
They threw it away. They had to start another one.
Yeah. It's looking bad. At this point, I don't even want Mahershala Ali. I'm just going to be honest
right
now.
You just like get
someone. I saw a little bit of Green Book, what I could stomach. I cut that shit off right away. I said, I actually don't want this to happen. I'm cool. No. Get somebody new. Get somebody brand new.
Yeah, get some new guy.
Somebody completely brand new. Someone. I don't even want him attached to the project. Just start fresh because it's feeling a little DCEU-ish.
If we're going to start fresh, let's start all the way.
Let's start all the way. A clean slate.
Exactly.
You know? Let's keep the same skin tone. We know how you guys like to lighten everybody up.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine a light skin Blade?
I can't.
Could you imagine?
I won't.
He is a daywalker.
Could you imagine Drake Blade?
Drake. I can.
I know you can.
Just all like right. I've been saying.
Don't say it like that. What do you mean?
It feels like.
And I'm doing.
I've said this before, and it just feels like whenever it comes to like anything
yep.
with people of color, especially black men or black main characters and stuff, it's always some problems. It's always like, oh, things are a little shaky and stuff. Or when the product finally comes, it's not so good. I'm like, how hard is it?
Right.
Does it make a good small Blade film and make it well, and that's it?
Because they finished that bad girl shit before they can.
Exactly.
Like, at least you got to
it
finish
it. It was made. It was finished.
I think Blade is a victim of what they're doing behind the scenes in yeah. Marvel, right? Pivoting away from Jonathan Majors, which I still think
they're still pivoting.
I mean, y'all could have just kept it. It's all right.
You could have just
I mean,
Amber Heard was still in the Aquaman movie.
Yo, yeah, Dana White slapped the shit out of his wife on camera. He's still facing the public. I said Dana White slapped the shit out of his wife on camera.
Fuck.
Well,
what she do though?
I mean,
did she deserve it?
That's nowhere here. I have no authority to speak on it one way or the other. I certainly stand on the side of the queens, but yeah, we'd have been all right.
Yeah, but like if he could be all right, why can't? Like,
I mean,
Jonathan,
you know, but
Jonathan,
you know.
Jonathan Majors ran from his.
I mean, literally,
he literally
ran for his life.
Blocks.
He
broke a sweat and everything. Exactly.
But
folded her and then jolted.
He did fold her.
I mean, what is she? Never mind. I think it was either you or Clarence that said that they might just turn this shit into a show. What do you guys think is going to happen? Do you think this thing's getting out of limbo? Is it? Are we making a show for a limited series?
This is a Disney Plus 6-episode premiere. Okay, that's what this is going to be. It's not going to be a movie. It's not going to be a theatrical release.
At this point, I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, let's get Echo.
We got Echo.
Lord knows I didn't want an Echo movie.
Echo got made, finished, and is up right now. You can watch it, but we're still waiting for Blade. Blade was in the works way before Echo,
which means they care.
You're right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's right. They care. Because as many reboots, as many rewrites, as many relaunchings that this thing has done, more startup playthroughs than me and Elden Ring. Like, this thing has gone through the writer's room, back to the writer's room, a different writer's room.
More rewrites than the Flash.
More rewrites.
Like,
Flash.
They have to have a reason to keep this pushing, right?
Okay. I hope. You're right.
More than money laundering, I would think. Like, there has
tax
to be
off
something there, so. Right?
Bring Tyler Perry on for the music.
What?
No.
Crazy.
I like the thoughts, though.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come out around the same time as the game. You know, then we can have like a Blade double. You know, because the Blade isn't works. I mean, the move.
Oh yeah, Bethesda Blade.
Yeah, Bethesda
the BB.
The friend. He's niggas in you know, in Paris.
He's in Paris.
You're right. Bethesda in Paris.
Yeah.
It feels. I don't know. It feels like we're doing that thing again.
What are we doing?
Know? No,
what?
Not us. I mean them. Like you were saying. Mm-hmm. You know, about lessening your product. It just feels like it's right on par to disappear and never be heard of.
It's just too quick.
You mean like Funimation?
Like Funimation. Thank you.
Nice.
He caught it. He
nice.
Fucking he caught it.
Threw it up.
He, ooh. Man, look at that. He's got the unction on.
You
he's
know I catch all these goddamn things. I watch like Batman from the Gargoyles.
Absolutely. So, yeah, tell me what happened with this shit.
It's gone. It's dead. It's now been completely fused.
They've been
into
rolled
Crunchy
up into
roll.
The corporate egg roll.
Yes.
They've been country rolled?
Yeah, yeah, they got crunchy rolled. Rolled and eaten in the crunchy
roll. What a
roll.
Shame. So, what a fucking shame.
I remember we talked about, this is a while ago, when PlayStation got the acquisition of Funimation, right?
Yeah.
And then that whole deal kind of fell apart. So then they kind of like, they started it next to Crunchyroll. Like, I don't understand. I didn't understand the idea from the beginning of like taking two anime companies and just like putting them side by side, acting like they were going to be
making a monopoly
separate.
Yeah. Oh, acting like they were going
like,
to
it
for
was
longest
a partnership.
Like, don't you want to get the double? Like, you get this and that. Like no, they're actually.
But Sony, I have to go through you for both.
No.
Oh.
That's
like saying like you're gonna put you're gonna merge Netflix and HBO, but they're gonna be individual.
They're gonna be side of, and you have to pay individual prices for.
You're
both.
Out of your mind. Yeah. Like no, this is never gonna work.
So,
but anime is now under one roof, and that is the Crunchyroll roof.
And not just like, and I do wonder, not even just like for the streaming stuff. Like, oh, we can only have one site to go to for all this anime. Cool. I wonder about like the whole voice acting thing or behind the scenes. Like, how's that going to work? Because Crunchyroll isn't really known for that, but they have started doing it before the merger.
Mm.
And I do wonder how's the hierarchy, or did everyone get fired from Funimation? Like, what's going on besides like the major players?
Yeah,
let's look up
something
some layoffs in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine there's already been some merging going on behind the scenes even before this complete dissolution of Funimation.
Yeah.
I didn't really look into what that all entailed, but I do know
the price goes up.
The price is going up, and right before they kind of pulled the plug, they sent out a message to everybody like, get your shit.
Yeah, like the whole everyone who
whatever
downloaded
purchase,
like digital conference, yeah, like you better hurry up. Yeah,
they
better
took people's shit from their own libraries.
Yeah.
And then they tried to they gave them vouchers so that they can download the other versions on Microsoft Windows versions, if they even offered what they had on there on the Microsoft version.
Shit,
which is weird, because that's the problem in the first place. It's these companies that can just go in and take the shit that you bought from them.
A problem for us.
I've been preaching this for a while now. You have to buy physical.
Yeah.
The physical thing is they are
what
active.
You mean purchase. Yeah.
Listen, they're actively trying to destroy physical media.
Yeah.
Best Buy is no longer selling physical
it's
media.
Gone.
Right?
It's weird.
We talked about
no,
that.
That section, the whole is
gone.
It's
there's
empty
no,
space.
There's no DVDs, there's no CDs, there's no vinyl at Best Buy anymore. There is no physical media that you can purchase at Best Buy.
Yeah,
this is becoming a trend, and it is ultimately leading to something that we talked about before. I think it was either Bethesda or EA or somebody said, like, you don't own these things.
Ubisoft.
Yeah, you don't own these things. These things that you purchase, they are in your hard drive attached to Steam. You don't own these things. Yeah. At any point, Steam can pull the plug, or the developer can pull the plug from Steam, and your shit is gone.
Damn.
So it is important to understand that as we move forward in this technological age, we have to keep in mind of these things are acquisitions you are borrowing from license holders. Same thing with all the music that you have.
It's in that terms of service that you didn't read. It's in that terms of service.
It won't, honestly.
I mean, how many times, I don't know about maybe, I don't know how many times you guys have run into this. I don't know how much indie music you guys listen to, but...
Yeah.
You'll have an album that you saved on Spotify and it's gone for whatever reason.
Wow, well, I haven't experienced that yet.
Like
it was some type of weird chicken pox fever dream.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist. And if you try looking for it, you can never find it again. It's gone.
They can pull shit for sample clearances. They can pull shit for whatever reason. And if an artist, here's from an artist's perspective, and it has happened. If you go against the grain and say something, again, whether it's you're right or wrong, political, non-political, whatever it may be, they have the right to pull your shit off streaming without giving you
any notice.
There is artists that have gotten projects with millions of streams just snatched out.
Wow.
So it is very important to understand that if you want to support, you know, artistry, you go to places like Bandcamp, and that's even up there, their acquisition is a little weird.
Yeah.
But go to these places and get physical media, get actual stuff that you actually own.
Yeah. Get physical media, specifically this couch.
What are you talking about?
Buy the shit.
I bought things.
Support it.
I bought He's just talking to fucking ghosts. Listen to this dude. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess I am. I'm talking to ghosts. I know who I'm talking to.
Yourself.
I know exactly who I'm talking to.
Yourself.
It's okay, man.
Speaking of the ghosts, how about we get into trailers and stuff?
All right, yeah.
Ghost is back. Ghost with the most. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is back.
Is he a ghost or?
He's the ghost with the most.
Oh, he is a ghost.
That is his tagline.
He is the ghost with the most.
Yeah, he's a weird poltergeist ghost thing. Yeah. I thought he was a demon for the longest time.
Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say it three times.
Well, what's going to happen? Is he going to come out?
Yeah, Michael Key is going to come through that door.
Juice is loose.
Oh, shit.
The juice is loose. I like that little setup with the title, because this is definitely setting up another Beetlejuice. They're going to be here. We're coming back to either a year and a half from when it releases for Beetlejuice.
We will not let go of fucking
nostalgia.
Franchise, man.
No.
Damn,
no, man, there's money to be made.
No, this is cool, because, I mean, this is, what, 30 years?
30 years.
And this isn't like a franchise that they beat to the ground. Let's see what Tim Burton's...
Not recently. I mean, when the shit was fresh. Yeah, they were cartoons, lunchboxes.
CDs,
tapes. Yeah,
that's true.
To be fair, like especially with the coming of Hot Topic and everything, Beetlejuice has never gone away. Like, it's always been around merchandise-wise and everything. So it's just weird, because this movie has been, like, weirdly talked about on the internet, especially Facebook, for, like, years.
Mm-hmm.
And with these fake posters and stuff, people talk about the news and everything, and I'm happy they finally did something with that, I guess. At least I'm happy right now until I see the movie, so we'll see how happy I'll stay.
That is true. There's something in my head that's keep saying this is a mistake. There is absolutely something in my mind that's this shouldn't be made.
No, because Beetlejuice was such a lightning in a bottle type film.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how a lot of things came together to make it good. So I hope they don't try to, like I've said before in the past, don't try to capture that same magic. Just do your own thing. Just make it well.
No.
I might be wrong. Has Tim Burton ever successfully done a sequel?
That's a good question. Does he do sequels?
I mean, maybe arguably Batman, because he did do that Batman
Returns,
right?
But arguably, some people like it, and some people say it's trash. I don't know.
But other than that, I cannot think off the top of my head of a Tim Burton sequel.
Besides that
ever.
One,
no. Yeah.
Right, so it could either make this a passion project or a sneaky cash grab.
Yeah, the one thing I will say, and you brought it up, especially every time we've talked about this or even brought up the trailer, Lydia's hair. Being Lydia's hair.
She's exactly
the same from 30 years ago, because otherwise, how would you know is Lydia?
I'm like, isn't the actress good enough? Like, no. She's dead.
Because without it, she's just Winona Ryder. I won't believe that. I was like, why is Winona Ryder here in the beginning?
Should she be in Stranger Things? Where is 11?
I wouldn't take her and put it right there. Yeah, sure.
I mean, for recent things and everything, that's the first thing people think about. She's the mom from Stranger Things. But
it would throw me off.
Jenna Ortega, but I forgot her name. Her character has a weird gothy name and stuff.
Honestly,
it looks like she's going down the same path.
I just assume
it's Lydia's daughter.
It is Lydia's daughter. Is that her character name is weird, but
she's gonna fit. But I don't feel like she's gonna fit.
Like,
you know, I'm looking at the trailer, I'm like, we got Lydia, we don't really need
It's gonna be a little
young hotness.
We don't really
young hotness.
It's gonna be a little awkward.
Oh, she's probably 20.
Well, that's who they're pushing to the youth, right?
Yeah.
Because they got us with just the name Beetlejuice. Like we're just there for nostalgia.
Beetlejuice,
right?
But you got to get these kids in there to give a shit about this movie. So you bring in Jenna Ortega. It's gonna be a little weird if Michael Keaton is trying to make a move on Jenna Ortega. Hey,
no. Beetlejuice has a daughter.
Stop it. Yeah, she does. That's the synopsis. Yeah, he's coming back to get Lydia again because of something to do with his daughter or some shit. Yeah. So yeah, she has a kid.
Okay.
He has a kid or something.
It's gonna be
kid or sister.
His kid's gonna be played by Anya Taylor-Joy, please, or something.
Yeah. Fuck it.
I just saw that makeup and I was like, yes.
For sure.
What do you guys think of Michael Keaton?
Listen, I fucking love Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I don't care where you put him. You put him in the front row of the Oscars, eyeing Danny DeVito.
He looks so fucking serious. Like I believed him.
Yeah. What about The Flash?
I want him to make fun of every role he's ever done while being Beetlejuice. I want to see him with vulture wings.
Come on, guy. He's talking about those wings.
He was like, here I go, I'm going to fly. Yeah.
What?
I can't wear rings.
Look at me, I'm Batman.
I've seen The Exorcist 135 times. And I love it every single time.
Oh my God, there are going to be so many movie references.
You should have seen the last spider I talked to.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking
God. I like that.
Yeah. Good old pal Spider-Man.
They're going to rewrite. They're like, oh shit, write that down. Write that down.
Tim Burton is not going to do any of this.
No, he's not.
Tim Burton's going to make this weird.
And he's gonna,
yeah.
There's going to be so one much thing, pasty faces and
one
everything.
For, I was just going to say, one thing's for sure, there will certainly be no black people in it.
I bet he was like fighting for like, wait, you want who in this? Jenna
I get Jenny Ortega. That's
he said Jennifer Ortega.
He got an almanac out, boom, and started flipping through pages.
Wait.
Okay, that one will do. light enough.
Can we do yeah?
Light enough.
It fits my aesthetic now. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. He's like, I guess I have to have one.
He really said that shit. He was like, why everyone's like, oh, why you don't have a lot of black people in his films? He's like, it doesn't fit my aesthetic.
No, that's fine. I'm going to use the exact same excuse when I make comics with nothing but black people in it. I'll be like, look, it's fine.
That's just not my
white
style.
White people just don't fit my aesthetic, man. It's cool.
I mean, Tim Burton said it best. It's fine.
Right. Tim Burton did it. Like, yeah, it was cool, right?
I need pale faces to contrast with the black background.
He said, listen, in my world, it's just not realistic.
It doesn't make sense. Okay. Doesn't look right, all right? Yeah.
He got the same PR guy from fucking Final Fantasy 16.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Insane, man. The other trailer that came out was for Star Wars
Acolyte.
The Acolyte.
Yeah.
This is the one where they're back, where we follow the bad guys, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
So it's going to be based in the High Republic. We have a little bit of background information on that from the comics that we read.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be at the height of the Jedi Order.
Yeah, back in the day.
And we are going to be following a Sith Acolyte.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Like, it's weird. Like, I'm not sure if it's an acolyte or just someone who, like...
Just found a red light sword?
Who has like, force powers and stuff.
No, this is going to be...
They would never do that.
I think what they're doing is they're going to kind of, like, show what the Sith were doing in the background during this entire, like, whatever, 100, 200, 300 years that the Jedi had, like, complete rule over the galaxy.
Yeah.
It dug up the trolls from under their fucking caves.
Oh, yeah.
They never came out.
So would this be like freshly post Rule of Two, you thinking? Right yes. Before Darth Bane? Or after Darth Bane?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
I think it's after like when all the Sith were destroyed and the Jedi, like supposedly. Because one thing that the people have been pointing out is that in Qui-Gon Jinn said in The Phantom Menace that Darth Maul is the first Sith that's been seen in whatever amount of time.
Like 100 years?
So this supposedly breaks that canon, and people are fucking arms about this because...
This is why they read anime instead.
Listen, who says that this Sith isn't just going to murder everybody?
Yeah. So no one even knew, like, oh man, you saw me? Well, guess you got to go.
They're all dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
No one escaped, and that's why no one knew about that one.
I mean, if Trinity dies, if Pac from, or what's his name from Fast and the Furious dies.
Oh, that's Han?
Han from Fast and Furious dies. It doesn't affect the future of Star Wars.
No. They can still get around that.
Yeah. So, like, mm-hmm. just...
I,
wait for the show.
It wouldn't
to come
be anything
out.
New if you just saw them, hey, the Sith are back, and all the other Jedi are like, yeah.
And if not for nothing, I hate to be that guy. Who fucking cares either way?
I know.
You know what I mean? If it breaks the canon.
Yeah.
This is what
we've been asking for.
Yeah, I have to get away
from the fucking Skywalkers. Right.
The Skywalkers, and I'm, you know, I got my feel of the Mandalorians or whatever and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm big on the walking journeys of the Mandalorian.
But yeah, I'm good. Back to lightsabers. Wizards. Good and evil lightsabers. Yeah, exactly. Space wizards. I am back. Like, I've been gone. Yeah. Locks, even though they hated that shit. They're like, course. Oh my God.
Another shocker. Well,
but
Star Wars
it looked like Eddie Gordo.
Oh, yeah. Then you have the Killmonger.
Yeah, they like that one. They're like, this one's fine.
That one can stay.
It's crazy how much it even got into real life. It got outside the video game. It is on an actual character, just as you've seen it. I'm like,
well, full circle now, baby. Stop.
Disney had in the bag. They're like, wait, how many? Okay, do we have a male black character? All right, give him that lock. Give him that look.
It just tells me something. Tells me that like the algorithm over there at Disney is just like plugged into DeviantArt.
They are.
Like, they just go through presets like when you're making a character.
Yeah. No, like this.
Who was that that made that hairstyle popular? It was like some French model.
Yeah, some weird French model from like a while ago.
I'm kidding.
It went out of cycle and didn't come back until like Killmonger. Yeah. Started make that shit popular. And then it went away, and then it started like seep its way into video games.
And every white person was like, "Let's do this."
Yeah, pretty much. That's cool. They love that.
They're tired of bald fades and afros, right?
I think this is how it worked. They're like, we need to make hairstyles for black people, and they took that generic like Kingdom Hearts just spike hair, and then they just like kind of like
dreads, though.
Yeah, that's just making the spikes smaller. Yeah, yeah. Thinner.
Thinner.
Long. Give him some texture.
And then it spikes there right here. He looks like Cloud, but black.
It looks like our Viking ancestors, they would say.
So, guys, how do you guys feel about this project? I'll honestly go first. Honestly, I feel so out of the concern for Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's anything you can do to get me back in other than the big shits. You know what I mean? I need
the movie.
Yeah. Okay. I do not care about this. Okay. At least I'll give it a try, of course. It looks like they put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
But I am not drawn in. I don't know what the right time would have been, but I feel like that Star Wars break is definitely not long enough. I just feel it in the air. Like,
right. Yeah.
I don't know.
You're not ready for it yet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the same ballpark as you, minus the whole, you know, I'll wait for the next big silver screen thing. I'll give this a shot, and if it's going in the kind of direction I want Star Wars to be in, I'll sit in that corner. Because I've always said I want space wizards. Yeah. I don't give a shit about anything else. I just want space wizards.
I am back.
Yeah, I think me and Chris are in the same boat.
Yeah,
there's something about like the ending where the red lightsaber actually came out,
and then it blew me away with the sight.
Something about that was like, okay. I mean,
that tingles something in my brain. I'm like, oh.
They say that now, but watch the reveal in Sidious. They say that now.
Stop
watch
it.
That be sick.
Oh my!
Shut up!
It can't be. I don't know.
Possible. Yeah. I mean, he can clearly go through time and shit. They showed us that already.
Until we'll have our final say when the actual show comes.
Because
right now, who was
Sidious's master called?
Plagueis.
Darth Plagueis, wasn't he? I think he was one or two after Bane.
I don't know who that is or care, but
I don't give a fuck. It's in the ballpark. That's all I'm saying. It's in the ballpark.
And what I'm saying, I don't
even
give a
if he
shit.
Shows up. Those will be the best looking Sidious that we've seen in a long time. Rise, you like Rise?
But it's exactly what they said. They said they're tired of Skywalkers, and here's the main guy for the Skywalkers.
His
name may be Darth Sidious, but you've seen him just as much as you've seen all of them.
I
don't think it's gonna be him, but I'm saying if he shows up, whatever. Like, so far, the trailer looks cool, but I do not believe that that's...
I don't think it's him.
I would hope not.
And I hope they go into, like, the theory of, the rule of two, but there can be multiple twos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, they did that in fucking in the show and stuff. They had to have more, like...
They the universe had big. Inquisitors. They just didn't call them Sith.
Exactly.
But they were fucking Sith.
They had everything Sith.
And everything but name.
Yeah.
Our lightsabers spin around.
Yeah. But it's different. It's a weird little contraption.
Yeah. Stupid shit.
I'm just excited because it looks like it's just in a different era. Something that they can kind of, it's still familiar, but it can have a fresher breath of air. Breath of fresh air. It's still within the realm of what we want. Just fucking lightsaber battles and just... I don't know. I'm happy with the casting. I'm happy with the way it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, y'all tell me, man. Maybe I missed something.
It's okay. I'm trying to tell you about this alien Romulus, though.
All yeah. right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you about. I'm telling you, they're going back to showing that aliens are actual creatures that you should be terrified of at any given situation, and not just, you know, big pasty white dudes drinking the bile from the river.
Are you sure? Like when I played those like fire team like alien games, you could just barrel through them and it's fun.
Only nerds play video games. Uh-oh. Real men watch movies.
Facts. Straight up.
I mean, okay.
You yeah. feel right
quiet,
for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, quiet liberal.
Yeah.
Come see me in the movie. Come see me in the movie theater.
Yeah. Come outside.
Save them for me. I need them.
Touch popcorn.
Touch popcorn.
Right? Look, got it.
I like that one. I have to say, like I said, Star Wars got me back. I'm back on that. Like, this looks good. It looks not Covenant. It looks like not Prometheus. So I am ready.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's a full blown action movie. It's got It's got horror elements.
It's an actual sci-fi horror film for once in a while,
which is what the Alien was designed for. Yeah. Right? So
how would you feel like right in the middle of that movie, like a guitar riff starts kicking in, and you know, that's right when their like little that's right when the 125 pound white girl says, "Fuck you, alien!
Fuck you, alien!
That's going to absolutely happen." I mean, but 90 minutes prior to that,
exactly. As long as I get that 90 minutes before, I'm fine.
All right,
just enough, man. Just enough. Keep just enough to turn it around.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the switch up. Like, okay, she's in
now,
the robot.
Now we're in. Now I'm awake. I've been scared shitless. The shit's out of my system. Let's go. Adrenaline pump up, right?
See,
pump
it's all about a balance.
Yeah.
Okay, and an overbalance of horror. And
I will say though, the CGI on that trailer looked like shit.
Oh,
I'm gonna be the one.
Really?
I did not like the fucking face hugger CGI.
Oh, them scrambling around? The Jiminy Crickets?
I did not like during the trailer when that spaceship was either getting, or that little ship was getting dragged into space or whatever the fuck was happening.
Yeah.
There was just areas in the CGI, and I know it's a trailer.
It's a
trailer. It's going to get polished up. It's going to get better.
It's going to get that patch, like the day one patch.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully.
Somebody needs to fucking switch that to Unreal Engine 5.
I have to say, I'm the opposite. It looks... The CGI looks good, at least good enough to me. I mean, like I said, it's a trailer, so I can't. And it was on the internet, so I'm like, maybe it could be some of the like the buffering and everything that could make it look a little.
Don't
little
you less dare talk about my internet. You understand
it could
me?
Be your internet, but you know.
I pay you made that shit, and I got that good.
And you
shit.
Got what you paid for.
I got that good shit.
Don't take this man's opinions seriously. He doesn't even like Avatar 2.
I don't.
The Way of Water.
Listen, I was told. My Wi-Fi Tekken connection wasn't that bad. Right?
That's how I phrase.
That was the comments.
It's better than some. It's better than some wired connections. I was told.
Oh man, I don't want to point fingers. Uh-oh. But if he's watching, he knows who he is.
Oh no. Uh oh.
Oh shit.
But yeah. Like fighting through zero gravity every time.
Speaking of zero gravity, it's kind of a segue. I mean,
yeah, go. Really.
The last thing on the docket is, I think, the Supergirl.
Yes.
Supergirl news.
Supergirl got just a little update. They got.
I don't even think we talked about the actress getting picked either. That was while we were on hiatus.
It was a while. It was a long. Yeah, it was. I think it was in between everything, so we never got to it.
Yeah.
So the actress is the girl who played young Rhaenyra from House of Dragon.
The young lady who played.
Rhaenyra's.
Yeah, the young
Rhaenyra. Why can nobody say that Rhaenyra's?
You know I don't be knowing them niggas' names.
You see my problem when they said, you know, the white girl from Game of Thrones.
I didn't say
so I was
that.
Like, oh, yeah, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, of course. It's the white girl from Game of Thrones.
Of course. If you watch it, you know.
Right. You know the one that's on all the fucking promo?
Hey, the main one.
Immediately, the cast came up in like a, what's that game with the, you gotta flip the fucking, the picture down?
Oh, is she white?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she a white woman?
The entire thing was just covered.
Dude,
is like,
that's what you pictured. I just had like, you know when the Avatar goes in the Avatar state and y'all look towards the camera, I just saw all the white characters look at me. I'm like, yeah, of course. How silly of me.
Yeah, you know one of them.
So from what I know, like, she's going to be Supergirl.
For now.
And yeah, for now. And the director is going to be Craig Gillespie, who did Cruella. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Cruella and Fright Night?
No.
From a while ago.
I saw Fright Night.
Yeah, he also did I, Tanya, which I believe won an Academy.
Isn't that Giuseppe?
Gillespie.
Gillespie? All right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm terrible.
It's all right. It's a weird Italian name.
Yeah.
You are terrible.
Oh. He also did I, Tonya, which I believe I, Tonya won an Academy Award or something.
Probably. I haven't heard of it until like
I, Tonya is the one with about Tonya Harding, and Margot Robbie was in it, was played Tonya Harding.
Oh, okay.
The ice skater in the 80s that took out her competition with an ice with a skate.
The strategic way.
Yeah.
The
strategic by bashing her fucking knees in.
Try skating this.
Can't beat me if you can't compete.
Exactly. But now I can't compete. But no, I mean, he looks like he knows at least female focused films.
Yeah.
Female, right. So. A man directing
it. Yeah, a man knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
dope.
Cool.
Let's do it. Let's keep doing what we've always done. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, it won one Oscar. Oscar.
He gets given the pass. Given to him by other men.
Well, yes, that's definitely how a woman would be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
No. Honestly, as I was saying right before we started recording, mm-hmm. I do not know shit about Supergirl. You could literally do anything.
I know it's his cousin, and she's actually older than him.
And she's stronger to an extent.
Yeah, she starts older than, like, because, you know, Superman starts as a baby and grows into his power. She kind of just appears older.
She is already that age and gets sent to protect him because he's a baby.
But then he gets
off track and ends up in some kind of weird time stasis and then lands back on Earth when he's already full grown.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's like younger.
She's younger, but still older. But she's like fully, like, she's like,
she definitely started first, but mm-hmm. she didn't get there first. She didn't get there first, for sure.
Yeah. Lightspeed's weird.
Along with, honestly, that run of Supergirl that this is supposed to be it's on my list. That and that Nightwing. I've been hearing a lot of good things about
the
that Nightwing.
The one currently going on right now?
The one that started a while back. It was, I forgot the run, but something about stepping into the light or something.
Okay.
That run is the most recent one for sure. Yeah. But before he becomes a pirate and all that. But that and that one is on my list of things to read. Cause I've heard good things. And after Green Lantern, I'm kind of itching for some more
DC.
More DC stuff. That's not Batman.
Right.
I did
just
like
Batman adjacent.
Yeah, just Batman adjacent. You know,
a little taste.
Yeah, we can't get away too far.
Yeah.
Right. Just like the lid in our water, it always has to be present, but it's not the
we don't want to get poisoned by it.
Yeah, don't want to get poisoned by it. Let's
But let me get that taste.
Just a little bit. I can't live without it.
I haven't read the Supergirl comic that they're based in this off of, looks like, but I did read the New 52 Supergirl.
I felt it.
What?
And if we're thinking about the same thing, I was ready to reach up and grab it, but I just didn't. Yeah.
What did I do?
You know,
you didn't do anything.
You didn't do nothing.
You just said the truth.
You just said the truth for once.
For once.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Why did you look at me?
It was 3 years ago.
Because I really wanted to jump. I just wanted to jump on it. I wanted to.
You're like, say it, say it.
Oh shit! Oh shit! You read something? Wow! What a fucking surprise! Wow!
Just next time, just say it.
No,
because you said it anyway.
We had our mental link for a moment, and that's all that matters.
Okay,
we excluded you.
You would me?
We excluded you.
Wow, awesome. Well, cool. It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, so, anyway. It would not be the last either.
Yeah, it won't. You know? But so, like, he said, do it.
Oh, my God. I was like, kill him. Get him.
I'm more sad that you read New 52.
Man.
It was good when it came out and everything. I liked the.
Yeah, they had a lot of starting potential.
Huh?
A lot of starting potential they had.
Yeah.
Did you like Femboy Lobo?
No, I didn't read that.
But you read Supergirl. Okay. He was in there.
I read Supergirl.
He was in there?
Yeah, I read Firestarter. I read some Batmans.
Who's Firestarter?
Or Firestarter. Somebody we don't care about.
Yeah, it's
Fire, not. Was fucking head. That guy.
Something. You mean Firestorm?
Yeah, that one, sorry.
Firestarter. Okay.
Oh, Firestorm.
You know,
I got you.
You and Marvel and DC have something in common.
Yeah, that we know.
Smirching our thing.
If it's not Batman, I don't know.
It clearly. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh.
Firestarter. I like it.
Yeah, Firestarter. I think that's
ring. You mean that whack ass movie?
How delightfully disrespectful.
That was what his books were worth.
Oh shit. Well, with that being said, guys, I think that's it, right?
The only thing I guess we could touch on for real quick is the fact that Oppenheimer finally premiered in Japan.
Fuck.
And everything.
And wow, how'd that go?
It was like a mixed bag.
Feelings.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I wonder why. Like, what, that's it. I wonder they why like, they would have mixed feelings about
they
that.
They don't like our victory lap.
Fucking hell, man.
Like, it was like in the article, I love it was
we have
interesting.
To remind them every like 5 years.
Remember when we every fucking bombed your ass?
Yeah, every 5 years, we sick, have right? to keep bringing shit
out. Remember when we fucking cooked you guys? Fuck, man. America's real.
Okay, I haven't seen... No, has anyone in here saw Oppenheimer?
No, I'm not watching that shit.
Right. I keep wanting crazy. To, but then I see how long it is.
Yeah, it's
and I'm like, I'm going to play Elden Ring.
Right.
Apparently, it doesn't really have the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombing.
That is, yes.
And that's actually in the article. That was one of their complaints. They hate the fact that they didn't actually show that.
Because, they're like come on, pussies.
If you're going to fucking... Exactly.
Yeah, like, just do it.
If you're going to flaunt it,
do it. Right.
Fucking show it to me.
Right. Yeah, show your murder on
We're
screen.
We're tired of waiting. Show us a whole atrocity. Hey,
that's a good complaint, actually. Yeah. Now that I think about it. Because that is one of the things that they were like... Priding themselves kind of in the movie. They're like, they don't show it. They don't actually go it. It's all about the process always, and the mental.
It's always right. up okay. until, yeah.
Which is part of the, part of the whole complaint thing.
Hey, like, can I borrow your glasses for a second? I know it's weird, but can I borrow your glasses for a second?
You're making them, you're trying to make it all Thank deep you. To make them go through this whole fucking process.
No, it's a, if it you want to see a real movie about the fucking Hiroshima bombs, you should watch Grave of the Fireflies. It's a great anime.
Stop it. Wow. You fucking glasses,
I hate him.
You made me right. Why would you do that?
I thought he was gonna push it.
Man, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. I was kind of scared.
I had a feeling.
But that's a really good movie. Okay. It's a better depiction of the of what you know.
That's,
you need.
It's funny because
watch it.
Yeah, like it's apparently from this film. Like the guy who did Minus One. He said he wants to do his own he wants to do a reversal of it and everything. Their response to the Oppenheimer.
Ooh, they trying to get another Oscar?
Yeah. Like they're going to do their point of view. Yeah. Like we always seen like our point of view. I don't think Japan has ever really done that yet.
I mean, they did it with that anime.
With Grave of the Firefly. Yeah. But nothing like live action.
They're going to get invited
maybe.
To
they
the
probably
Oscars
have. They probably have a rich, robust film might, history. Yeah. They probably covered it a couple of times.
No, they haven't.
Okay.
Nah, I mean.
Yeah, I know every Japanese movie that never covered it ever.
Just like you've read every comic.
I have.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, in existence.
That's why I can speak so confidently about
every
everything.
Every time.
Every time. And if I don't know, I'll just lie.
That's going to be the tagline of our show.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah. T-shirt. For sure. If I don't know, I'll just lie.
If I get away with it, it's fine.
Even if I don't, I'm still going to stick to my truth.
Doubling down. Yeah.
Absolutely. Doubling, tripling down.
You're not going to tell me what I know.
Exactly. You're not going to tell me. Were you fucking there?
What are you doing? How about you read the comic? Yeah, you come back to me.
Yeah, you read that shit, and you come tell me what you learned. Fuck.
I wrote the comic. No, you didn't.
What are those radiation scanners, dude, called? What are they called?
The Geiger?
Geiger counter. Yeah, Geiger. You go, unless you come back to me, and I get some Geigers off your ass.
You weren't there.
Don't tell me. Yeah, you weren't there. How would you know?
Crazy.
I think with that being said, I think that's it, right? We got it. Thank you guys for joining us in another episode.
Yeah.
Come back for some comic book reviews.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. And if this is your last time tuning in, thank you as well. This has been another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. You can follow me at Artisumo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at Stooge Prime on Twitter.
You're going to follow me at What's King Making on TikTok while I'm still around.
Yeah. And you can follow me at @just_uno on Instagram and TikTok. And make sure you follow us all at The Thirsty Nerds Podcast.
At
Thirsty Nerds Podcast. At Thirsty Nerds on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
All that.
TikTok.
Spotify. All that.
Bandcamp. Everywhere.
Gotta diversify.
I'm gonna start dropping mixtapes on it.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
All right. Peace out, nerds.